With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the GOP-led House Oversight Committee unveils bank records showing President Biden received monthly payments in 2018 from a Hunter Biden-owned company that took in payments from Communist China and other foreign countries.
According to the House Oversight Panel, which released proof of one of the payments on Monday, Hunter's company, Owasco PC, made at least three direct monthly payments to Joe of $1,380 each between September and November of 2018 after he had left the vice presidency and before he had launched his presidential campaign. The Department of Justice is currently investigating whether Hunter used Owasco to commit tax evasion. Edwin Mora, Washington.
A former American diplomat who served as U.S. ambassador to Bolivia has been arrested in a long-running FBI counterintelligence investigation, accused of secretly serving as an agent of Cuba's government. Attorney General Merrick Garland says 73-year-old ex-ambassador Manuel Roca is charged with acting as a foreign agent.
This action exposes one of the highest-reaching and longest-lasting infiltrations of the U.S. government by a foreign agent.
The Justice Department case accuses Roca of working to promote the Cuban government's interests. Israel's military has renewed calls for mass evacuations from the southern town of Khan Yunis as it widened its ground offensive and bombarded targets across the Gaza Strip. Tens of thousands of displaced Palestinians have sought refuge in the town in recent weeks. The expanded operations follow the expiration of a week-long ceasefire. They are aimed at eliminating Gaza's Hamas rulers, whose October 7th attack into Israel, killing over 1,200 people, triggered the deadliest Israeli-Palestinian violence in decades. This is SRN News. Gay marriage is gaining acceptance in parts of Asia.
The region is generally considered to be socially conservative and has been for centuries. But according to a poll from the Pew Research Center, nearly 70% of the people in Japan now believe that homosexuals should be allowed to legally wed. 65% of people in Vietnam feel the same way, as do about 60% of those in Hong Kong. India is split on the issue, while strong majorities in Indonesia and Malaysia oppose gay marriage. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is condemning the surge in anti-Semitism across Europe that followed the October 7th Hamas attack on Israel. The commission says the type of anti-Semitic violence occurring today is disturbingly reminiscent of vandalism and destruction of Jewish homes, businesses, and holy sites that took place under the authorities of the Nazis in Germany. This is SRN News. Later this week, we'll find out how the job market fared last month.
The Labor Department releases the November employment report on Friday. Economists predict that non-farm employers added 175,000 jobs last month. That would be up from the previous month when the economy added a modest 150,000 jobs. Analysts say October's job growth was solid enough to suggest that the economy remains sturdy and many companies still want to grow their payrolls. Rich Thomason reporting.
Alaska Air Group has agreed to buy Hawaiian Airlines in a $1.9 billion deal, including debt. The airlines announced the agreement Sunday. The acquisition still needs the blessing of U.S. regulators, which have shown resistance to more consolidation within the airline industry out of fear it could lead to higher airfares. More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.